Everybody, connect the dots. Hey, this is your host, Doc Edison. This is Connect Dots Radio TV. Radio TV. Say that. Radio TV. That's right. We have images going on behind the scenes, or images with the person talking. Those other people, they sit in front of the camera and you watch them talk. Well, I've got a different version of radio TV. I've got images, artistic images, mind-blowing images going on behind what I am saying. So you'll never get bored listening to this show. Even if you don't care what I'm talking about, you can watch the images and go. It's like traveling through a museum of living art for a whole hour. That's right. And you'll only get that on BBS Radio. Radio TV, it's different than regular TV. Let me see. Oh, you know, I don't know if I gave mention, but I'm giving mention now. One of the most famous family singing partners in the world, Don Everly, recently passed away. And him and his brother Phil were the Everly Brothers. That's right. Hey, if there's a rock and roll heaven, man, they've got a heavenly band. All these people that have recently died. And while they were here, they were famous, living legends. You know, music is one of the most, it's kind of like a universal language, transcends the dimensions, the vibrating zones of reality. You know, when we're talking about dimensions, we're not talking about the carpenter's measurements, length, width, and height. We're talking about vibrational zones of reality. That's right. They're all, the parameters are vibrational. You know, physical reality, we sometimes refer to as the third dimension, which incorporates the first, second, and third dimensions. Frequency ranges, that's what they are. And the event is coming up. In case you haven't heard about it, I talk about it quite often. The event when the extraterrestrials, the good ones, land their spacecraft on planet Earth and reveal all to us, full disclosure. And boy, is that going to be a shocking experience for all the people, all the brain-dead sheeple that are still out there following the orders of a suppressive government, you know? And in relation to music, you know, somebody needs to re-record that old song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Well, you know, they need to re-record it and retitle it, The Devil Went Down to Australia, or The Devil Went Down Under, because in Australia they are under total lockdown, total communist Nazi control. Their government has stabbed them in the back and is kicking them while they're down. And you know, it's sad to see what's going on. These people need to wake up and revolt. I hear the truckers put on a strike, and they made the government back down. The government was going to force them all to get vaccinated. And the truckers got together, and they put up some blockades, and the government had to back down out of that. The truckers do not have to get vaccinated. But they're trying to do it to the rest of this society. I don't know if it went through the 24,000 kids that were going to jam into a sports arena, not allowed the parents come in, and they were going to vaccinate these kids against their will, obviously. And this is hell on earth, and it's happening down in Australia. Well, I can only pray that those people wake up and do what has to be done to get rid of their stupid government. In fact, that's the problem around the whole world now. We all have stupid governments. And even when they try to do right, they can't even do right. We got the ongoing thing in Texas with the abortion, you know. The whole abortion thing could be actually solved if everybody was willing to talk and accept all the truth in regards to what a baby is, you know. But the truth isn't being spoken by either side of Roe versus Wade, because they don't even know the truth. I mean, the truth is out there, you know. If you ask me where to find it, I can tell you where to find it. It's out there in various sources. But I'm not even going to get involved in that. But I'm just saying, you know, if the truth about what having a baby is, if it's alive or dead until it gets born or whatever, there's so much information about that that is not being talked about. And we got stupid governor of Texas. He wants to, like, yeah, take a stand on one group side, and now he's creating a big controversy there. And of course, that's part of the game plan of the New World Takeover. Just create many controversies and things that can divide people as possible. Famous words of Jesus. Ah, the truth shall make ye free. Well, the truth has been coming out. Yes, in more ways than some people live in one. But the truth is coming out bit by bit. An amazing announcement was made over in Ireland in the past couple of days that the Irish government was forced to admit in a court of law. They were taken to court from back in October, and they finally had to respond to request from the citizenry of Ireland. Dear old Ireland, they may put the straw up to break the camel's back, the cabal's back, because they've got the Irish government admitting that there is no proof of any COVID virus. It has not been identified. Which brings forth some interesting points, and this woman who was talking about, she's representing the group that finally got a declaration of acknowledgement from the Irish government. No, no one has been able to identify a coronavirus that is supposedly causing all these problems. So the logic is, if you can't identify a coronavirus, how can you make a vaccine for it? Well, you can't, by the definition of a vaccine. A vaccine has to be made to be tested in a laboratory with a model, with a sample of what the identified virus is. Well, if they haven't identified what the virus is, how can they do any test to make up a vaccine? You know, hey, you can't argue against that logic. So there are no vaccines for this make-believe virus that has not even been identified. And so consequently, what are those things in the vials? And of course, people have been talking for months on this, that it's not a vaccine. It's some unknown thing that you, the people, are being used as guinea pigs to test. They call it a bioweapon. They call it all kinds of bad things, and it is bad because it's loaded with things. Guess what? In the last week, too, they've come out with the pictures of what some of the horrible things that are in these jabs that they are calling vaccines when they're not. They're genetic playing around with your genetics, and they're filled with poisons, graphene oxide. They've located it in all the vaccines from all the four companies that are making them. They found graphene oxide, which is a toxic compound. And they found things attached to the graphene oxide, and they found metal parts like steel wool with other things glued to it. And they found lethal parasites in the vaccines. Lethal parasites. I don't have the name for it here, but... And they've got pictures of it. Now, why would you have parasites that are lethal to humans unless you wanted to kill them? And, of course, those of us that knew about the, you know, depopulation agenda of the New World Order and their partners in crime like Bill Gates, who has depopulation written over the marquee of his, the front of his building. Yeah. You ever see a picture of it? He's a big advocate of depopulation. And, of course, the whole New World Order is. Have to remind people here, if you haven't heard of the Georgia Stones, look it up on the Internet. See the pictures of it. And, you know, the key, they have their little Ten Commandments there, cut in stone, down in Georgia, where the one of the commandments, their agendas are to bring the population down to 500 million. Well, the Earth has about 8 billion people now, so to bring it down to 500 million, well, if that's their agenda, they have to kill off 90-95% of humanity. Well, they're doing it now with the vaccine. I mean, a vaccine with, oh my God, parasites in it, graphene oxide, and kinds of steel wool with all kinds of things attached to it. And they have things attached to the graphene oxide, which is poison by itself, that create a magnetic field. People have been found after getting the vaccine that pieces of metal stick to their body like they're a big magnet. Yeah. But that's kind of that kind of hideous technology is what brings forth blood clots. And all of this is being talked about, and pictures are being shown in this last week. And they've also, the people in Ireland there, they've done us a great favor. They've asked for, where's there a study showing that a lockdown will work in decreasing the spreading of a pathogen? And there is no study that. Where is there a study that's showing that masks will stop the spread of this? There is no study, you know? And everything was a negative. So they don't have any proof of anything. They've made this whole thing up. And they keep repeating the lies. It's been going on for over a year and a half now. And eventually, they've tricked enough people to go and get vaccines. They've tricked these people, these stupid people, these poor people, these sheeple. They've tricked them into doing something they shouldn't have done. And so now we have some legitimate admittal by a government that there are no facts backing up the jabs and being of any use to helping humanity in any particular way. They, you know, they have no justification in calling this COVID-19 virus a virus as if they had identified it when it hasn't even been identified. And they have no justification in saying they're giving out vaccines to people that can help them when it's impossible to make a vaccine for something that you haven't even proved exists. Well, is it finally all coming clear to you now? The whole thing is a scam. The government has no right, to do anything of what they've been doing because it's all based on lies. No facts, no real science. And if you had watched that 100-year-old cartoon, I don't think it's in this episode that I'm talking to now, but you have to go back a couple of weeks and you have to download my show from there and pick it up. But in the 100-year-old cartoon, it talks about how to take control of the world. You know, it's a warning cartoon. The first scenes in the cartoon is they have somebody carrying a cart, like looks like a some kind of gas container, and it's spewing gas into the air. And no doubt, that's what, if there's anybody been getting sick, it's what they've been spraying into the air in highly concentrated areas to get people sick. Come on, the government, the U.S. government has been doing that, and I'm sure all the governments have been doing it too, spreading poisons into the air to see how the public reacts, using the general public as guinea pigs. They've been doing this consistently after World War II. It was in the 1970s, U.S. Senate. I don't have the date in front of me right now exactly, but they did an investigation about the military using the general public as guinea pigs, and they found it was like, oh, way over 200 times, this is back in the 70s, since the end of World War II, it's roughly 1945, they had been, so roughly the last 25, 30 years, and at that point, Senate hearing in the 1970s, that the military over 200 times had sprayed toxic substances into highly populated areas in the United States of America, that's right. And the public wasn't notified about what was going on, and the military simply watched the hospital. Family people would show up with symptoms from what they had sprayed. They even did it over Times Square in New York City. Yep, they did that. They have no qualms. These people who have these toxins about using the people as guinea pigs, and they're doing it again now and tricking you into volunteering without telling you you're volunteering for an experimental compound that is what we've all uncovered in the last week, and the proof has finally come out, the pictures, the documented evidence by the real doctors. Not the propaganda doctors that appear on the TV screen, but the real doctors, groups of doctors have been studying this stuff for months, and they've investigated it. They've taken the vaccines apart, not just one vial, but many vials of all the four basic vaccines, and they've got pictures of what's in this, the crap that's in this stuff. And they've concluded that these are causing the blood clots, these are causing other adverse problems, and the poisonous ingredients that they can't even believe themselves are finding. Come on. I mean, come on. Pieces of metal, graphene oxide, which is toxic poison, and parasites. What's the point of putting parasites that are lethal to humans in a so-called vaccine, which is really not a vaccine. It's a genetic manipulator, a bioweapon, something that they're testing out on people, making you the guinea pigs. And plus the fact that when they played around with this RNA, changing your DNA thing, every time the facts have come out that all the animal tests prior to this scamdemic that they created in the beginning of 2020, any related animal tests, all the animals always died when they tried to test them to see what effects they would have. Well, guess what? You're almost an animal too. And guess what? Unfortunately, a lot of you people that took the jab allowed yourself to be poisoned, to be injected into your system. that if you were properly told what was happening, most of you would have not volunteered. But you weren't properly told. You were conned and coerced, and fear was put in your heart, and all kinds of lies to tell you that you're doing this to save other people. What a bag of lies. Anyway, if you fell for that, you poor soul, you could be dying before you knew it, if not getting miserably sick. But this truth has to be spoken. But the good news is the information is coming out now, and the tide is going to turn because we have a ruling from a national government that they couldn't provide any proof of a virus. They couldn't provide any proof that lockdowns work. They couldn't provide any proof that masks work. They couldn't provide any proof that social distancing works. Yet these are all the choices that every government in the world has made for their population, not to serve the population, but to serve their own pocketbooks, because they are no doubt getting heavily bribed to go along with this, just like the TV stations are getting heavily paid to go along with this. And, of course, the New World Order owns all the TV stations, and they own all the governments, apparently, too. And still, with all this evidence come out in the last week, the puppets on TV are still lying to you and telling you to get the vaccine and it's safe. And there's still governments trying to force people, their children, to wear masks to go back to school when there is no scientific study saying that masks will prevent anybody from spreading anything. In fact, if anything, masks create more problems. They make healthy people unhealthy. And if anything, everybody walking around with masks and germs on, yeah, those masks and some of those germs are going to make it through the mask, and you're going to pick up the germs from other people. Everybody's walking around with a mouth full of germs by keeping that mask on. And they're pushing for the more vaccines, and there's a rush to vaccine everybody in the world because they know their days are numbered. I mean, we've got the evidence against them already. Scientific evidence that says this whole thing has been a scam since the beginning, and it's nothing but lies on top of lies. Of course, that's part of the brainwashing technique. If you keep telling the same lie over and over again, people begin to take it through. It's a proven form of brainwashing. And then we got the pictures on the TV, needles being stuck into people. Needles. You know, in the last 16, 18 months, I must have seen thousands of needles being stuck into people. Well, nobody in real lifetime gets thousands of needles stuck into them. But to have to watch it being done to other people, it's a brainwashing technique for people to accept that this is normality. And I've said it before, sticking needles in people is torture. And if you can't see that, boy, you are really dumb. What can I tell you? So I just had to say all those things at once. You know? I mean, I'm going to give everybody a chance to get a breath of fresh air right now because I want you to do a countdown with me. We're going to count down from 10, and when we get to 1, we're all going to take a deep breath as to rejuvenate ourselves. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7. 4, 3, 2, 1. That was me exhaling. Okay. It's always good to take a deep breath and exhale. When you're taking a deep breath, you want to think about light from the center of the galaxy coming in through the top of your head, going down through your 12 chakras, hitting the crystalline grid at the center of the earth and popping back up. And as you exhale, inhale all that needs to be moved out of your body. And as you inhale pure white light radiating from the central sun at the center of the universe. Well, you can learn more about that. There are many sources out there, but breathing is an important part of life, and taking deep breaths and consciously envisioning every inhale, you're inhaling pure white light and exhaling down through all of your chakras. If you don't know what a chakra is, boy, you better find out, because that's one of the most important parts of your who you are. You know, most people still don't even know there's more to a human being than the physical body. The physical body is just the shell, and there's four other invisible bodies, energy bodies, connected, entwined with, you know, covering the human soul. You know, you are a soul, you know, a consciousness, a soul is not a physical form. You are a soul consciousness in a physical body, and you have other energy bodies overlapping that, and all five of those bodies make up you. And of course, that's the problem, and with the big pharma medicine, and it's not really medicine, it's concoctions, they only deal with the physical, and they neglect the other four bodies that make up you. So stop looking to these fake, they are the snake medicine salespeople, big pharma, oh yeah. They are the drug pushers. Yeah, the drug companies, they are the drug pushers. Not the the guy who sells crack on the street. In fact, you know, they made movies about that back in the 1950s. They were trying to perpetrate the so-called people that supplied heroin to people as drug pushers. Well, actually, they don't have to push anything. If you have any understanding about substances, that heroin, yeah, it's an addictive substance, but they if you should get hooked on it, nobody has to push you. Nobody has to push the drugs on it. You're begging for it. You want more. And all the other substances that make us feel good and are not harmful at all, like marijuana. No, nobody pushes marijuana. People want more of it because it makes life more enjoyable. Plus, we've all been finding out it's healthy for you. And same thing with the LSD or mushrooms. Nobody pushes that on anybody. Those are myths created by the government and the secret orders of the government that sell drugs. These are myths to keep you from taking LSD, mushrooms, and marijuana. The three substances basically that can enlighten you and are good for you in that sense. And nobody has to push those substances. People want them because they've done them and they've gotten good responses from them, and they are not addictive. If you simply desire something, that doesn't mean it's addictive. Hey, we all like desire, let's say, chocolate ice cream. That doesn't mean you're an addict because you desire chocolate ice cream. No way. Again, it's what our minds have been manipulated severely by a corrupt government that's been corrupt for so long. God only knows how long governments have been corrupt. And for a short periods of time in America, governments have done some good things. But very short times, and as I say in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, it's just a matter of time before every time the people of Earth set up something good and beneficial, the dark side comes in and ruins it. Sabotages whatever we set up. And that's why we have so many problems. If you're not, if you set up something good in this world the way it is right now, and you're you don't prepare for the inevitable that the dark side will come in and sabotage anything good you set up for humanity, well, unfortunately, they'll end up taking it down. You know, life is like a game of chess. You make your moves, you progress, you get your opponents' pieces off the board, but they're still coming after you. And if you don't guard your pieces, they'll take down your pieces quicker than you can say checkmate. And those are important things to understand in life. So talk to your friends about it. When the show's over tonight, get on the internet and start investigating it. The historic ruling in Ireland, where the government has admitted they have no proof that there is something called the coronavirus, COVID-19. They have no proof that lockdowns work. They have no proof that social distancing work, and they have no proof that masks work. Those are important rulings because this is the tipping point. You know, we're going to start slowly going after these liars and deceivers. And hopefully they'll all get arrested and put in jail, certainly removed from office. And the quicker we can do that, the better we'll get back to normal living. You know, all the evidence is overwhelming. All this stuff has to be stopped immediately. There is no justification for any of the so-called vaccines, which are really not vaccines. Again, more lies on top of more lies. And we have to stop all of it, period. We have to stop the social distancing crap. We have to stop the mask crap. We have to stop the lockdowns immediately. You know, if I could give an order to the world now, as president, el presidente of the world, I'm ordering every government to stop all the crap and the lockdowns and the vaccines and the social distancing and the mask, and just let everybody go back to normal living and everything will work itself out. And that's where we're headed, and we should be start all talking publicly about the event. Yeah, the extraterrestrials, the Galactic Federation of Light, the good guys, our good brothers and sisters out there that are filled with love, they are going to land on our planet in a very short amount of time. I've said it before, it has to happen before July of 2025, you know? That's not an imaginary date. It has to do with celestial positioning of the objects in the sky. You know? This is an event. When it happens here on Earth, it's going to affect the whole universe. The whole universe is waiting for this to happen. This is like live TV, you know, as we perceive it. They're monitoring what's going here on planet Earth. We're talking about the freeing of humanity. We're still under the control of the dark side, the cabal, the New World Order, you know, the Illuminati. We're under their control still. They're a bunch of diehard, no-good so-and-sos that are not willing to give up. They know they are defeated. They've been informed they are defeated, and they have been informed what's going to happen to them for being thick-headed and not giving in to what the universe wants and Mother Earth wants. You know, Mother Earth wants love and peace and harmony. The universe wants love, peace, and harmony. And only these jerks here that are still destroying Mother Earth, still making our lives miserable by imposing all these evil things on us, like lockdowns, forced vaccinations, social distancing, masks. And they're going after your kids. Come on, we've all been talking about this for months. Parents, you got to wake up, you know? If they were willing to lie to you for over a year and a half and trick you into getting injections of poisons into your body that they know is going to harm you. In fact, their intent is to kill you with these vaccinations. And if you go for the second jab, you're going to die sooner. And if you go for the third jab, if you haven't died with the first or the second, you're going to die quickly. And this is the plan. And you are so stupid because you're rolling over and playing dead and volunteering to die. When you go for that vaccine, you volunteered to allow some stranger who doesn't know their ass from the hole in the ground to inject something into your body that they don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. If you look at it, you can't tell unless you look at it under an electronic microscope down to the nano bit size, you know, down to the a few nanometers when you can see these tiny objects that are floating in the vial that they're injecting into your body. Well, I just had to say that because it needs to be said, and you need, if you're listening to my voice, you need to spread the word. You know, hey, I'm on Twitter. If you want to find out who these doctors are, there's plenty of them. A list is growing now, and they're all coming to the same conclusion. There's bad things in the so-called vaccines. The so-called vaccines are not vaccines. They're concoctions, experimental concoctions that affect your DNA, change the whole inside of how your immune system works to where the immune system can never overreact and your own immune system can kill you. Isn't that wonderful? Boy, are they tricky, these mad scientists. And then, of course, we're still being bombarded with the 5G. And they've concluded that the 5G frequency activates some of these nanotechnology things they've stuck into your body through the vaccine. You know, it gets them working. It gets them doing their little dirty deeds inside your body. Yeah. It's really that bad. And plus, the more recent information is finding out, the people who got the vaccine, these are the carriers of something that you might catch from them. That's right. So, you know, what a diabolical plan they've invented here. You know, and it's dividing society, unfortunately. I feel sorry for the people who took the vaccine. You know, we should all pray for them in our prayers because they need some godly intervention to save them from what the devil has injected into them. But they got tricked into it, you know? The old trickster, the devil himself, must have came up with this plan. But, you know, and of course you can't sue the vaccine companies, not the medical. What's good of you suing them if you're dead or if you're, you know, if you're direly sick? Yeah, sue them. Because the government sold you out. That was like about 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. I think during Obama's, the abomination. reminds me of that old saying, scripture. When you see the abomination on the wings of the temple, well, you know, the injections are an abomination on your temple. And, of course, Obama was an abomination on the wings of the temple. If we look at the White House as a temple, he was the abomination of the White House. What have we got in the White House now? We have to talk about it. I mean, come on. This guy is like a Looney Tune. He's worse than the Three Stooges. I mean, he's cloned from what's out there. You know, hey, have some more info, you know if he's cloned for sure or not. Hey, call in. This is Call-In Radio Show. Number here is 888-627-6008. Yeah, and you can call in and chime in on any of these things I'm talking about. Well, so much for wrapping all that stuff up. But hey, I'm on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez. That's my real name. T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, Dom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's my hashtag on Twitter. And you can back search my tweets and you can find out who all these doctors are. You can watch some of the videos that I've retweeted. A lot of people on Twitter don't realize that, you know, if you want to get the message out to other people, you have to RT it. You can't just like it. You know, and some of these people got great things to say, and they don't understand how Twitter works. You know, if you just like something, only the person who put up the tweet that you like, they become aware that you liked what they said or did. But that's not spreading it around to really anybody else. You know, you want to spread it around, spread the word. Share the message. You need to RT it. Forget about the likes. What the hell does that mean? I don't need to know people like what I put out there. If you really like what I put out there, RT it. I mean, sure, there's some things that I guess it doesn't make sense to RT, but the important things like the information about what the real scientists are finding out is in the fake vaccines, the deadly vaccines, the depopulation vaccines. Yeah, I can say this because this is internet radio. I don't have any censors censoring me out. And we need to talk this stuff. And then let's go to the weather. Yeah, okay. More like all these bad things happening with the weather. Of course, we've known for years that the weather is being manipulated. You know, by like with things like HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Look it up, what it stands for. It's an acronym for whatever it is, H-A-A-R-P. Yeah, they broadcast waves of frequencies into the atmosphere, and they can change the weather where you are. And they're making all this bad weather like we've never had. It's being done on purpose, you know, to upset everyone, get everybody in fearful and keep them busy and occupied so they can lie to more people about volunteering to kill yourself, which is if you volunteer to get a vaccine, you're volunteering to kill yourself. And if you're a woman, you're volunteering to become sterile. Yeah. And it also affects the semen of men, so you'll never be able to procreate a family because you took the vaccine like a fool. I have to call you a fool because that's what you are. You listened to the liars on TV. You didn't bother to go on the internet and find out the alternative opinions and find out what was being kept from you. Well, you know, as the old saying goes, you made your bed, now you're going to have to lie in it. Whatever, you know. Remember, you were tricked by your government to do something stupid. And they're not giving up, you know. I do watch mainstream media news because I want to see what the enemy's doing. They are the enemy. And they still got their spokespeople going on the TV that no good so-and-so health minister of New York City. Yeah, you know, I'm from New York. And he's telling people about... He's doing the same song and dance still. Even with all the new information coming out that none of what he's talking about is true, he's still going out there and lying to you on the camera, and other people are going out and still telling the same old lies. Actually, come on. There's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people have died from the vaccine. And these jerks liars are trying to convince you that the vaccines are still safe. You know, unbelievable. And all, everything they say, they have no proof for any of it. They're telling you that your chances of being less sick are way better if you get the vaccine. That is a friggin' lie. There is absolutely no truth to that. They have nothing to back it up. They're just saying it because they've gotten away with lying to you for a year and a half, and they figure, what the hell? We'll just keep lying because people are falling for our lies. Whatever we say, people believe it regardless. You know, because there's so many stupid people that don't want to think for themselves. They rather turn on the boob tube, that's the TV, you know, and just listen to whatever kind of jerk is on there doing the song and dance about and pretending that he has the knowledge and the truth. And they believe that person and they believe the anchor. You know, news anchors aren't really real people anymore. No, they're not. What they are is teleprompter readers, you know? So whoever programs the teleprompter is the one that's feeding you the lies, and they just read off the teleprompter. I mean, it's gotten so bad when they interview people, the people answering the questions are reading the answers off their teleprompter screen. And the whole thing is a scenario played out like just like in professional wrestling, you know? People go to watch wrestling. It's entertaining, sure, but the whole match about and the decision of who's going to win has already been decided. And the performers get out there and they do their best to convince you that it's real. And that's exactly what mainstream media TV is doing right now. Does Vince McMahon run the world? I guess he does in a certain way. Like I said, the good news is we finally got a victory over in Ireland. The government finally admitting they have no proof of anything, and therefore everything, all these mandates they put out there, you know, should be rescinded immediately and should not be obeyed. And the good news is they've got pictures of what's in these damn so-called vaccines. These experimental jabs that are genetic engineering of you, when nobody knows how bad the whole thing is going to turn out. Even though we have enough bad evidence already, the only thing they've proved with these vaccines is they're deadly and they're harmful. Now, there's where the proof is right there. Why aren't these people need to be brought to justice, put in jail for murder, attempted genocide, and participation in murder, and participation in mass genocide? That's right, all these people that go on the TV and tell you it's safe, well, you're participating in attempted murder right there, because that's what this whole thing is. It's beyond a conspiracy. It's a well-organized plan that was envisioned over 100 years ago. And like I said, that cartoon, you gotta see it. Hey, if you go back and search my tweets enough, you'll find it there where I retweeted it. Or you can download the show from 2 or 3 weeks ago. I had it in there. Another week or two, I'll re-show it again, but you'll find it because this is radio TV. Remember, there's an image going on behind what I'm saying right now. So you need to watch the cartoon and you'll see it's the exact same thing of what's been played out. Except the key ingredient starts at the beginning when they got the guy pulling the cart down an empty street and the gas is coming out of the canister. So that's insinuating they intended to spray poisons into neighborhoods to get people to be sick. And then they concocted this story that it was this virus that came out of China. And when it was really probably poisons they'd been spraying in local neighborhoods to get people sick on purpose. They have no qualms about doing that. Like I said already, investigate. You know, the Senate found out that, in the early 70s that over 200 times the U.S. government had exposed the general population to poisonous substances sprayed in the air. Yeah. And that was back in the 70s. I can only imagine how many hundreds of times they've done it since then. And of course, they do it in foreign countries all the time, especially if we're invading the country or something like that, for whatever reason. And they'll use the local population of there to as experimental lab rats. So that's it. The cat's out of the bag. The pictures are out there on the internet. Go looking for them. You know, if you don't know where to look, I said, you know, follow me on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez. It's my hashtag, P-R-E-Z, Prez. And, you know, check out the things I've retweeted. You'll see they're connected with videos on, you know, platforms like BitChute or, can't think of the other one now. Whatever, there's all kinds of video platforms out there now since YouTube wants to censor people to some extent. So, here's where these doctors are getting to go on these other video platforms. Purge, yeah, Purge TV is another one. And you can find this information now and the details, and you want to go see the picture for yourself. Because pictures speak a thousand words. And do your own research. And so you know that every day when you turn on mainstream media, they're lying about something. Now, see, the guys who manipulate the weather, they could have stopped all this flooding and all this unnecessary killing of people. Hey, yeah, but they didn't want to. They wanted to cause the havoc and the killing because they're in with the New World Order and the Agenda 21 and the depopulation scheme, and these things are real, you know? Hey, there are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracy revealers. That's it. You know, everybody should know by now the term conspiracy theorist was invented by the CIA to discredit somebody who's bringing out the truth. And like I said, there are no conspiracy theorists. There are conspiracy revealers. Yeah. And there's plenty of conspiracies out there. I said before, I've got the book out there, Connect the Dots Theory. I've got 39 ongoing conspiracies listed. 39 things that some of them people never even talk about, but they're out there. And if you, once you get wind of it, start using your brain to put two and two together, you start connecting the dots, you'll see that these things are ongoing. Nobody's even addressing them. I got 39. There's more than that, 39 ongoing conspiracies. But I listed only 39. I drew the line there. And, hey, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I've got so many wonderful things in that book. You know, if you need want to get an education, basic education about geometry, how geometry connects with spirit, about the parameters of the dimensions, the key numbers like 3, 7, and 12, how they interact and why they interact and why these are important numbers. The I never used the number 9, you know, that there's that stuff floating around. Tesla said, if you knew the thing of 369, okay, that's like a mystery thing, but I say the most important numbers are 3, 7, and 12. See, number 6, it's a multiple of 3. Number 9 is also a multiple of 3. Oh, yeah. And these are important numbers to see the correlation. That's all explained in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Plus, you got pictures of living things, you know, that are living on Earth that only can be picked up with a camera. But they're here. They fly around in the night. They're obviously airborne creatures, and they leave light trails at different frequency ranges that are outside the parameters of human vision, but not outside the parameters of the camera. And they leave light trails. They're here amongst us. You know, if you have any spruce trees, that's a good place to find them on. They seem to like spruce trees. I don't know why, but somebody should be investigating that. And there was just so many mind-blowing pictures in my book, Connect the Dots Theories. I mean, you know, we're talking, you know, close to 100 pictures. I mean, there's only a little over 100 pages of text, so you can read the whole thing in one night, but the amount of information there will make anyone who reads it a smarter person. I don't care how smart you are. There'll be a certain amount of things in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that you never heard about, never saw, and will never hear about from anybody else, because I've got a lot of specific and knowledge that I've obtained over the course of years. Things that most people don't know anything about, but I've got it there in my book. I've got pictures of things nobody else has pictures of. It's there in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, you can view the first 40 pages free on Google, courtesy of Google. Just Google it, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory at all, but I had to call it something. You know, it's actually it's a revelation of facts, correlations, and pictures. And there is no theorizing, basically. It's basically revealing information, sharing of important information, backed up by pictures, backed up by logic. It's out there, Connect the Dots Theory. Educate yourself. You can... one of these places that you can get it anywhere that downloads information. You can get it on your, you know, laptop. You can get it on your cell phone. You can get it anywhere you want it, you know, notepad, for as low as $5 or $7, something like that. The book is at Barnes & Noble. That costs more, but I tell you to get the book, because when you're looking at the pictures, you can faster look at the pictures by flipping the pages than you can on a computer screen. Yeah, some things are done faster. Hey, I just want to tell everybody and prepare everybody for next week, because with between now and next week, I'm going to have my Subway Fantasy 3 out there on YouTube. That's right. It's going to be out there, and it'll be worth watching. Let me tell you, Subway and Subway Fantasy 2 are out there already. Check them out. Got to spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy and Subway Fantasy 2. Watch them. They're free on YouTube. What more do you want? It's free, and it's educational, and it's enlightening. And they're fun to watch, not boring. We're coming to the end of the show, you know? Darn. It was a call-in radio show, but I guess nobody's phone is working tonight or something. Everybody's phone was sabotaged by the cabal monster. Because they don't want people talking about truth, and that's what this show is all about. It's, you know, just connect the dots. It's an educational show. So, hey, we're going to do the countdown and get out of here. You're going to hear the end guitar solo to my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you? Well, watch the video. Are You the Party in P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N? You the Party in Kind. It's out there on YouTube, and you'll find out what the Party in Kind is via pictures and via the words, too. And then it's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, that's a video out there, too, on YouTube. But you're going to hear the music for that as my show ends. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, there's so much happening. There's not enough time to talk about it all. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.